Tappas toko toko by Emily Sione and Nila Lemesio Boassa. Papa's bad leg was hurting him, so he called to Alo to come help him get out of bed. But there was no answer. Alo was too busy playing games on the computer. Alo, shouted Mum. Papa needs you to help him get out of bed. Remember what I told you? You're Papa's grandson. You're his walking stick. Go and help him now. Alo rolled his eyes. Yeah, whatever, Mum. But he said quietly to himself, I'm not Papa's walking stick. He has one of those. Why doesn't he use it and get up himself? Alo did what he was told. He knew it was no use arguing. Thank you, Toko Toko, said Papa. How are you getting on at school? How's your soccer coming along? School's good, Papa. I scored a goal, Alo told him. Even though Alo did not always feel like doing things for Papa, he always liked spending time with him. He liked listening to Papa's old family stories and hearing about what Papa got up to when he was a boy. Alo knew that he was special to Papa. One morning, Alo went to see how Papa was doing. Good morning, Papa, he called out. But Papa didn't answer. He was lying on the floor. His breathing sounded strange. Mum, Dad, come quick, called Alo. Papa has fallen. Alo stayed beside Papa and held his hand until the ambulance came. Then he walked beside the stretcher to the ambulance. We'll take good care of him, said the ambulance man. We'll get your grandpa to the hospital. Papa said something that Alo couldn't quite hear. He sounded unhappy and confused. Alo thought of his papa waking up in the ambulance, surrounded by strangers. I am coming with my papa, Alo told the man. I have to come. I'm Papa's toko toko,